Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I would like to thank you so much for hanging out, especially during the breaks. I had to go get a little chocolate myself. I was trying to wear down a little bit. So I'm thankful for the 5-minute breaks. But anyway, we've shifted gears. It's kind of like no matter what we do, even when we shift gears, everything we've ever talked about, everything we've ever discussed or planned on Blood River Radio, if you go backwards, if you reverse engineer, so to speak, it'll lead back to the same thing. Our mission here at Blood River Radio is to fight global white genocide as best we can with our resources. And our resources are like meager or minuscule compared to who we're fighting against. But not to get too preachy sounding, if you got God on your side, you're going to win. And before we go to our great partner here, I'd like to say the reason we're in such crappy shape now in the West, not just the United States and Canada, but in the entire white Western world, is because we have turned our back on God. That's my opinion. And I think that if we had even a handful of people like they had at Sodom and Gomorrah, when Abraham asked God to spare Sodom and Gomorrah if he could get X number of people, I don't know how many people it would take, but we'll ask that question. We have an attorney here who's infinitely smarter than I am, so we'll put him on the spot, and his name is none other than, say your name, young fellow.
Jason Rom.
All right.
<Dun-dun. laughs>
Hey, yeah, we have, look at the drum. Let the drum roll.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the slaves, we got our slaves. Been down with our slaves. Slaves aren't been there enough. You can't get slaves anymore. But anyway,
no,
since COVID, man, the slave market is just not worth a dang.
No, anyway. I had a friend. I had a friend who, you know, they're talking about, you know, about the slaves like that. He would always say, you know, the outdated farm equipment. You know, basically they're. he said they were useful one time, but now, you know, all they are is just a leech on society. You know, for the most part. You know, and so anyway, it always thought it was kind of humorous when he would say that.
I got to remember that. Outdated farmer. You got that right. Yeah. I'll shortly have to remember that. That's for dang sure. but anyway, I would just like to say to tell the family, Blood River Radio family, have Jason Robbs, like it's my spirit son. And, you know, I'd like to do this. I don't know if Jason can. I'm going to announce it to the audience. That way we'll have you kind of in a bind. You will have to do it. But anyway, we want to do, as you know, we have Confederate history. We're running a series of German history. Incidentally, before I forget, Paul Fromm, we had our other guest cancel out for the fourth or fifth time, but fear not. Paul said he has a lady who was alive during the end of the Second World War. And I've already told Jason about this. She was getting ready to board the Wilhelm Gustav, but for one reason or another, maybe because it was too full, because it was way, way, way overloaded. And the Wilhelm Gustav was sunk by a Russian torpedo from a Russian submarine. Intentionally, the Russians knew it was carrying civilians. They were trying to escape the Red Army. And it was sunk, and with many times more casualties than the old Titanic. But we hear the Titanic, and God knows I'm not belittling that. But that was a much worse tragedy. But he's bringing on the lady next week, Jason. She was going to board that, and she's going to come on and tell her story for German history. But I like so long to get a I'm thinking the movie of the program, call it Clan Watch, call it where we watch the ADL, and we maybe give reports on what the ADL has been doing, the Jewish Defense League, and all these people at B'nai B'rith, and report on these wonderful humanitarian operations that the Jews have going on right now in Gaza, where Paul Fromm pointed out they're solving like 90, they're killing, shooting like 90 a day over there. The big brave IDF soldiers, they're intentionally starving to death thousands and thousands of people. But that's what these saints do. But after all, they're chosen people. But if we get our Clan Watch series on, maybe we could do something like that. But that'll be strictly up to the people.
We possibly could do that. And the listeners out there, if they're not aware, my father, Pastor Thomas Robb, he's the national director of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. He's been involved in this racialist cause for, 60 years now. Next year will be my mom and dad's 60th wedding anniversary, and they got involved in this racial cause for, when they were married. That's something we definitely can do. And I'm going to do a plug. It's a cheap plug, but we are having our Congress, our Knights Party Congress, coming up Labor Day week, and that's August 29th, 30th, and 31st. Here in the Ozarks in Harrison, Arkansas, outside of Harrison, Arkansas, on our private grounds, and that's our conference. It's open to all white people, good moral characters. Families are invited. Obviously, we have a great turnout of families, free food, and registration. There's no cost for registration. Just let us know if you would like to attend. It's a very relaxing atmosphere, and then Sunday evening we always have a cross lighting. It's a Christian event, and so anyone out there is interested, give us a call or get a hold of Eddie, and he can give us information or give you guys information. And some people, kind of sometimes are little feel awkward or they feel that, scary to come to a Congress like that because they don't know. They've been fed the lies by the media, thinking that we're all boogeyman out there. And it's fake news, all this fake news that we see out there. Well, the same thing they talk about the Klan, or, when Paul Fromm's talking about, the German history, it's fake news. And so it's a good time, and so we would encourage anyone who'd like to come out. We have some really great speakers, and of course, Eddie, I know you've been out there a couple, several years ago. You're invited too. I'm going to put you on the spot. You're invited too if you're able to come up. You may not be able to, but it's a great event. We always have a great turnout. It's out on private property, so you don't have to worry about being concerned about being doxxed or anything like that, because I know that's a concern a lot of people have nowadays. But it's all private property, over 100 acres, and we have a modern facility and a conference center that we use for a church and cabins for men and women, cabins and stuff. So it's really, really a great atmosphere and a family event.
And I would like to add to that, as you were totally right, I've been there several times, and I can tell you people always wanted to go to a cross lighting. And I'm going to tell you flat out, it greatly exceeded any expectations I ever had. If you have any white blood in you, even if you're not aware of it, even if it's been beaten out of you through this communist Jewish school system or the communist Jew churches, if you come to a cross lighting, it had an effect on me. It goes to your bone marrow. It's spiritual. It's a Christian spirituality event. There's nothing like it in general. When I've been up there, it's in the mountains of the Ozarks, mountains of Arkansas. The climate usually is cooler than it is here, especially in Memphis. The air is cleaner. The people are wonderful, and I'll say this, not demeaning, but the people are more gentle than people like me. I tend to be a warrior. Let's fix bayonets. Let's shoot first and ask questions later. We'll shoot first and then baptize later. That's just, but these people, and most of them are highly educated. As a matter of fact, they were one of the smartest web people I've ever seen, fixed our website when the fellow who used to do our website messed it up. They're just great, gentle people. The food is terrific. I love sleeping in the cabins up there and getting up. I'm always the first one up to get the coffee. Oh, man, the coffee's wonderful. It's just a great. I've never been any place like that that I enjoy it anymore. It's so peaceful. You're with people of like mind. And the joy, the people are loving each other, getting together, and you'll hear great music, great food, great camaraderie. If I get to go, I'd love to go, and I'd like to bring another fellow up there who has another radio program. Maybe we could do a marathon radio program up there. That's totally Pastor Rob's and Jason's call. I can't believe we've already burned a full segment. But anyway, we'll be right back, people. God bless you. Thank you so much for hanging with the Blood River. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial. It's going to be a short one, so don't be late. Be right back, folks.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
This is a battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory. Some folks
are born made. Dear Blood River Radio family members, I'd like to thank you again for keeping us on the air. Without without those dollars keeping us on the air, we could never be on. Also, listen, I almost forgot. I owe someone an apology, and my wife told me what I did was in very poor taste. She's probably right. And so I'd like to offer my apology out there. I don't know their names because they didn't send their names. But I think I said it over the air. Someone sent us a box, Jason, and it had a large box, and it had PCV pipe in it and things like that. And my wife told me she was kind of ashamed of me because she said it was in poor taste the way I treated it. And so I would like to apologize to those people. They do. At first, I thought it was some kind of a trick or something, but please accept my apology. And I really did not mean to hurt anyone's feelings or step on their toes. Thank you for listening to the program, and I hope you continue to listen to it. I guess it was poor taste. I probably shouldn't have mentioned that, but and I would thank them in a letter, but I don't know the name or address to send it to. But anyway, I hope you're listening, and I hope you accept my sincere apology. Hope you continue to listen. And pass the word about Blood River Radio. We like to get all the listeners we can because we think we're truly on the side of God Almighty. Or we wouldn't be here. And I know we can't live without, can't win without God Almighty. But anyway, we're going to go back And I just asked Jason, we're going to talk about, we're going to kind of take up some, kind of what was some of the stuff we talked about the first hour. And because I told Jason, we can't talk about that too much. And that is really, like we said earlier on, no matter what we talk about in this program, it all leads back to global white genocide. And that's what we're seeing unfolded, especially in Europe now. Jason, before we go to the article, I'm going to ask you a question. Are we, how far out is the United States from being a giant rape fest like it is in Europe right now? And if it does not become that way, will it be because, unlike Europe, the United America, the United States is armed to the teeth? I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't have a firearm and isn't pretty well proficient with them. So I guess that's about three questions in one. I hope I didn't confuse you too much, Jason. But
well,
go ahead, Jason.
Well, as far as statistically, I mean, I can make up a statistic. But I do know, and this is just pretty much common knowledge, that outside of the military in the United States, the citizens comprise of more weaponry, firearms, shotguns, AK-47s, rifles, various ammunition. The American citizens comprise, that is considered the second biggest army in the world. And so that's why there is such a hatred against the Second Amendment of the people to carry firearms and to bear firearms, is because firearms is what we use to protect ourselves, and that is why it's so important, and that's why there's such a hatred against the Second Amendment, because our enemies know that if we can disarm the citizens, it's easier for the control, it's easier for us to rely on the government. And the history of America is not to rely on the government, but to rely on each other, rely on their local communities. And firearms have been a big reason for that. And so outside of the U.S. military, just the regular American citizens is considered the most stocked army than any nation in the world. And so, you know, it kind of leads up to the question of how long could America collapse or not going to collapse. There's different opinions that people have on that. I think what we see is that we see the federal government continuing to not have as much control, and what we're seeing is more localism. We've been using that terminology more often now, localism, because it used to be called balkanization, but we're calling it localism because it's really local politics, local communities that are being involved, and that is what people, regardless if you're in Arkansas, Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee, anywhere in the United States, there are pockets of resistance, and there are people that are uniting and you know, trying to preserve their traditions and Americana, and these are not just so-called racial organizations or racial groups. These are just, you know, men and women, common folks, white people that know that there is an attack upon traditional America, on Christianity, and as a result of that, you know, because of the reason there's attack, because we're seeing just the influx of non-whites. Now we have Trump that has, you know, really, in my opinion, done a really great job, you know, with the borders, but what we also, people don't talk about, is illegal immigration that's been approved by the government to allow non-whites to come into the United States. And it always goes back to the number game. And so as long as you have more non-whites coming into the United States, realistically, it'll be a matter of time where America will become a non-white country. And as America becomes a non-white country, that's when we will continue to see more of a hatred, more of an attack on our people, on our women, on our families. Our laws will change. the morals of our country will change. Everything changes when you have a non-white country. And so this is something that has been echoed and preached about and warned about in America, you know, since, you know, the 40s and 50s, when we start seeing a breakdown of a white society. And everything is affected when that happens. And so I don't care if it's the money system, if it's a police state, if it's the education, if it's our Christian religion, if it's our schools, everything is affected when America walks closer to become a majority non-white country. And so I don't know if I was answering your question there, Eddie, but it all is affected when a country, America or in our sister European countries, becomes non-white. We see everything yes. around us changing. And so that's the issues we're having to face with.
You know, Jason, on the first hour, one of our buddies, he's a Klan organizer in around the West Tennessee area, Tack on Tennessee Bend. We talked about this article, he and Will from Texas, about, I'll see if I can pull it back up again. I'll pull that article up in just a second, but it was about an incident in Sweden where two Afghanis, brown people, colored people, raped a minor, a young girl, at knife point, gang raped her. Well, the Swedish judge released them and did not put them up to be deported, because he said, and I'll repeat this, and I know I'm repeating myself, but I always said when I used to be on TPC that we did not repeat things enough. Because there's a lot of people out there like me that we're a little bit low. We're not that great with memory. But the judge released them, man, and said, well, they were of the Muslim faith, and their customs in here from Afghanistan, their custom, it was customary, one of their customs, to rape people at knife point. And I read another article, they even rape little boys. Well, here's another article right here, Jason. It says Afghanistan and the rape of Britain. And this comes from, I know I got this off the website, American Freedom News, but it came from someplace like Reuters or someplace like that. But anyway, I'll kind of briefly read a little bit of this. It says, according to the World Population Review, Great Britain had 7,590 cases of rape in 2022, making it even then, back in 2022, the rape capital of Europe. Okay, it said this is in contrast to the number of rapes in Britain in 2017 of 57,000. Like, that's supposed to be a good thing. It's 57. It's only 57,000, but went from 57,000 to 73,000. Okay, it goes down here further. It says the Office of National Statistics down here, in fact, says that If we just use the data from the Office of National Statistics, between 2002 and 2024, we have seen a staggering increase in rape from 12,200 to over 71,000. Almost six times more women are raped than they were 20 years ago. And what's even more startling than that, which really makes me mad, is they're very small. Even right now, as many colors as they have come into England, they're still a minority. The blacks and browns are still a minority, but they're committing like 80% of all these rapes, and they're getting by with it. The British government is not punishing them. I would read the rest of this article right here, but it's a bit long. It says here's something else down here. It says this is important because, according to Reuters, in 2020, one Roma woman reported a rape every 15 minutes in India. India, they're one of these godless religions, and so that's where you have it. And you know, I'm gonna go right back to you just a second, Jason. I mean, Jacob. So shoot me up, Jason. I'm sorry, but God, I hear the music. Well, people, we'll go back to Jason as soon as this. As soon as this last commercial is over. We'll be right back, folks.
Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump in Scotland for weekend talks with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission president. Those discussions slated for early Sunday morning. Arriving in Scotland earlier in the day, the president took time to speak with reporters about the problem of illegal immigration.
You're allowing it to happen to your countries, and you got to stop this horrible invasion that's happening to Europe, many countries in Europe. Some people, some leaders have not let it happen. And they're not getting the proper credit they should. I could name them to you right now, but I'm not going to embarrass the other ones.
Investigation continuing into Friday's incident where a Southwest airline jet heading to Las Vegas from Southern California took a dramatic plunge shortly after takeoff. That in response to an alert about a nearby plane. Two flight attendants were injured. Also at townhall.com, major scam in the National Football League.
The NFL is fining about 100 players and two dozen club employees for violating league policy by selling Super Bowl tickets for above face value. A person with knowledge of the details tells the Associated Press. The person said the players who resold their tickets will have to pay a fine of 1.5 times the face value they paid. They also won't be permitted to buy tickets for the next two Super Bowls unless they are playing in the game. Club employees who violated the policy will be fined 2 times face value. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Well, China's reliance on exports for economic growth will be a key topic in Washington-Beijing trade talks this coming week in Stockholm. U.S. says it hopes to address China's excess export capacity. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sit this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, Jason has got a jewel, an absolute jewel. I can't wait to hear about a little bit dealing. I'm going to finish this right quick, like, because it goes right into what Jason's got to talk about. We're talking about this massive, about Britain becoming a mass rape fest. Skipping on down this article, the reading, it says, inviting these populations to Britain. You know, they brought Britain into Britain, the Brits, British government, against the citizens will have done, like here in the United States and all other white nations. They brought millions and millions of these blacks and browns into their country. But it says right here, inviting these populations into Britain has led to massive increases in violent and sexual crime. I can't believe these statistics. Unimaginable when Britain's population was only indigenous. Here it goes, Jason. As a 97.7% white city in 1961, London's rape rate was only 503 that year. This is in contrast to London's rape rate as a multicultural city in 2022, in which, get this, 41% of its population was born outside of the UK. So between 2021 and 2023, we just said that number of rapes a minute ago. How many? That was 71,000 rapes as compared to 503. It went from 503 rapes in 1961 to 71,000 now. And that's so, and you see, it went from. Less than 3% black population. It was a 97.7% white city. Now you take 41% from that. That's 59%. It's a 59% white. No, not that many. It's 41% is the population is dark. So, and you see where I'm getting at. The rape. And violent crime is just beyond imagining. I'm going to repeat that again. From 503 to, like, what, 76,000, 71,000. That's unimaginable. But anyway, I want to get that out there, Jason. I don't want to take up your time, though. But if you will, you've really got my interest picked up here. I want to hear about this Elizabeth dealing you tell us about it, Jason. Go ahead, Jason. Tell us all about it.
Right before I talk about Elizabeth dealing, I'm going to continue on what you're talking about. A couple years ago, there was an article that we had printed in the Crusader, which is our publication for the Knights Party, and it was an article from Sweden. And this is how horrible it is, talking about all the rape of the white Swedish women over there. One of the things that the Swedish government was talking about how to prevent women from being raped, okay, is. They said that if you think you're going to be raped, and this was actually printed by the government of Sweden, that if a white Swedish person thought that they were going to be raped, okay, that the best way to do that, preventive, is to try to urinate on themselves before they were going to be raped, because that will probably deter the rapist. And so that's how sick we're talking about this diversity crap. When we have these non-whites coming to our sister white nations, raping white women, and the government of Sweden is basically telling these women, well, if you think you're going to get raped and you feel threatened, just start peeing on yourself, and that will probably help deter the rapist from wanting to rape you. I mean, that is just debauchery. That's sick. you know. But that's what we're dealing with when we're dealing with a government that is allowing this to happen. And that's what they're doing. They're allowing it to happen because they want to continue with this thought of diversity is our strength. And so going on with that, Eddie, as I was telling you about Elizabeth Dealing, but I want to read this one article. This is from Time Magazine. It was, and this is something that's being published, that was published in The Torch that just went out. It's a copy of Time Magazine in 1987. And on the front of it, I'm looking at it because obviously it's on the radio so people can't see it, but 1987, Time Magazine, it shows an American flag and had all these different colors. And it says, America's changing colors. And the caption of it says, what will the U.S. be like when whites are no longer the majority? And then it continues on saying, beyond the melting pot, in the 21st century, and that's not far off, racial and ethnic groups in the U.S. will outnumber whites for the first time. The browning of America will alter everything in society, from politics and education to industry, value, and culture. That was in Time Magazine in 1987. And so they were already saying, this is what's going to happen to America. And the sexual crimes of our women, the hatred against white people, the downfall of Christianity in America, all stems from the fact that we basically have a population replacement. We have non-whites that are coming in. They're repopulating the United States, and that is changing everything. And so when people like you, Eddie, or I, or other people say, just giving these facts out, we are called racists and bigots and haters by simply saying that our people are being destroyed, our education is being destroyed, our culture is being destroyed, our heritage is being destroyed, and we try to point facts and figures and showing what's happening, we're called haters and bigots. And so this was from Time Magazine back in 1987.
Almost 40 years ago.
Absolutely. And so Elizabeth Dealing, and so I'm going to talk about Elizabeth Dealing, and then when, if we have a break, then we'll come back. But Elizabeth Dealing was a lady back in the 40s. Her and 27 other people were prosecuted by the federal government because their only crime, or not crime, but charge, was called a sedition charge, which was they were speaking out against the government. And they were basically publishing articles, they were speaking and saying that communist infiltrators, Jewish infiltrators, was in our State Department. Kind of sounds what we're hearing now, you know, about the deep state. And so she was talking about this, and so her and 27 other people were charged by the federal government and went to a jury, and they were all found not guilty. And so in 1964, she wrote a book called The Plot Against Christianity, exposing how there was Jews coming into the State Department, then Intel Department, and basically was subverting our laws. And this is what she wrote. She says, Marxism, socialism, or communism in practice are nothing but state capitalism and ruled by a privileged minority, exercising despotic and total control over a majority, having virtually no property or legal rights. As is discussed elsewhere herein, Talmudic Judaism is the progenitor of modern communism and Marxist collectivism, and is now applied to a billion or more throughout the world's population. Only through thorough understanding of the ideology from which these collectivists originate and those who dominate and propagate it can the rest of the world hope to escape the same fate. Communism, socialism, was originated by Jews and has been dominated by them from the beginning. Only through thorough understanding of the ideology from which this collectivism originates and those who dominate and propagate it can the rest of the world hope to escape the same fate. Communism, socialism, was originated by Jews and has been dominated by them from the beginning. And so, and she goes on, but this is, we got people back in the 40s, even longer than that. But these are people that were like sounding the alarm, how how there was Jewish infiltrators into our State Department, our government, and they're like warning our people, saying your laws are starting to change, your intel are going to change, that we have a subversive group of people that are changing your laws and your culture. And so Elizabeth Dilley, and most people, listeners on the show, probably have never heard of Elizabeth Dilley or even the plot against Christianity, but she was one of these figures back in the 40s and 50s and 60s, very, very popular in the racial movement, that white, no, before that was even called white, white nationalism, but in the racialist movement, she was big in sounding this alarm about this Judaism that is at its root is totally against Christianity. And so when we talk about diversity of our strength, this is just, again, just fake. It's just fake. There's nothing great or a strength about diversity. It's a downfall of Christian America.
Got that right. I tell people at the park when I see them, they tell me, well, I'm for diversity. I say, diversity means white genocide. That's all that is. We'll be right back, folks. I can't believe this is the last break. Be right back, people.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and, by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
A Venus is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Hey, Blood River Radio family. Can you believe this? The last segment already, but this, we're going to go right back to Jason. But I'd like to say this, and Jason says he's heard the same thing I'm getting ready to tell you. Matter of fact, he said that they printed out at the Christian Center up there in Zinc, Arkansas. There's a rabbi, a well-known rabbi, but and here's just what he said. I read it. He said that bishopism, communism, socialism, and Judaism, and Satanism was all the same system, is all the same thing, run by the same people, by Biscuit would say, by the devil's officer corps, the Jew. Never forget, it's always Jews all the time. And that's it. Jason is 100% right. Elizabeth Dilley was 100% right. Tell Governor Joe McCarthy was right, but I don't think Joe ever quite had the cojones enough to name the Jew. But he did say, that the, he could name all these Jews that were infested in the State Department. But I submit to you, Jason, that not even Tail Gunner Joe McCarthy knew exactly just how bad it was in this here Jew United States. How about that, Jason? I know you told me during the break that you had seen this same print. Matter of fact, I think you said that y'all printed it out up there.
Yeah, we printed that out. I know a year or two ago, a famous rabbi, and basically talking about the modern day Judaism is basically the one and the same of Pharisees that we read about in the Bible, that it has an unbroken chain. And so when people see Judaism out there, they're basically looking at Phariseeism that's in the Bible. And it all goes to a hatred. I mean, literally a hatred of Christianity, of Jesus Christ. And they despise our Lord and Savior. And so when people think, Jews are just like white people and Christianity, right, they just don't believe in Jesus. No, it goes more than that. They, to them, Jesus is their Satan. And so they despise it. They say that Mary was a whore, that Jesus right now is rotting in a urine. These people are sick. So there's nothing good or holy about them whatsoever. And so it's one of these things that they're a total contradictory to Christianity. And so that is why people like Elizabeth Dealing, even like you said, Joseph McCarthy, talking about the deep state of communism in our U.S. State Department, they were all of your Jewish people. They were the Jews. And I know people say, it's just all conspiracy. No, it's not a conspiracy. It is facts. But just if you say that, then you're, again, considered anti-Semitic. Just because we are giving information and just because we are shedding light of what these people do doesn't mean everyone's just anti-Semitic. But to them it is. And in a way it's like, they are against us. They're against Christianity. I think you sent Eddie maybe last week or someone else did. Just here like a week ago, there was a priest in Jerusalem and there were Jews there, the rabbi Jews, the same ones that would kill Christ today. They were basically yelling at him and telling him to remove his cross from his neck because of the fact that this is Jerusalem, we are Jews, and Christianity is not allowed here, and we despise your God. And so, yes. I mean, this was on, like, news, it was being recorded, and so it's not something that we just make up just because, we hate Jews because they're a different race. Well, we're against them because of the fact that they want to kill us. They killed our Lord and Savior, and they would do the exact same thing if he was here on earth again. And that's why they hate white people, because we believe that we are the descendants of those in the Bible and the covenant. And we, as white Christians, we have a propensity to continue that tradition of Christianity and that Western civilization. That's what they hate and despise. And so, again, the Jewish elite, they will try to get in their wiggle their way in every form or fashion of the government to try to break down our society and our culture.
Yes, absolutely. All, I think, what is it, Black's commentaries on the laws of England, the Magna Carta, even going back before the Magna Carta, all that we know today is a modern civilization based on pretty much the Bible, based on Christianity, was created for white people by God Almighty. And produced by God Almighty, excuse me, by white people under the instruction of God Almighty. In other words, what I'm saying is that we white people, the white people listening to this program, you are of a royal priesthood. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is to us with a certain race of people. It really is. We don't hate other, well, some people don't hate other races. I'll have to admit, I won't lie. Sometimes I do hate them because they've inflicted so much damage on me, so much damage on my people. I don't know how a lot of people couldn't hate them, but again, that's kind of off track. But yeah, civilization, as we know it, had been created by white people, a certain group of white people. That's just fact. You can't get out of it. And I've often said this, Jason, this isn't scientific or anything, but if you really don't like other races, probably the fastest, most efficient, sure way to make sure that the blacks especially starve to death was if you could eliminate the white people, because they cannot live by themselves. They cannot feed themselves. Might be getting a little bit off track here, but they have the greatest. You take the continent of Africa, has everything you could possibly want. It has these so-called precious metals. It has rare earth metals. It has hydroelectric power. It has oceans. It has the richest soil in the world. You name it, and the continent of Africa has got it. But it was nothing, but these people were nothing. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to read it right here. I hope it doesn't take too much time. I got this off my wall. This was by Thomas F. Dixon Jr. I hope it doesn't take too much time. I hope it doesn't take too much time, Jason.
No, go ahead.
Sums up better than what I said. But Thomas F. Dixon Jr. said this right here, and it's oh so true. Since the dawn of history, the Negro has owned the continent of Africa, rich beyond the dream of poet's fancy, crushing acres of diamonds beneath his bare feet, his black feet. Yet he never picked up one from the dust until a white man showed to him the glittering light. His land swarmed with powerful and docile animals, yet he never dreamed to harness, cart, or sled. A hunter by necessity, he never made an axe, spear, or arrowhead worth preserving beyond the moment of its use. He lived as an ox, content to graze for an hour. In a land of stone and timber, he never sawed a foot of lumber, carved a block, or built a house, save a few broken sticks with mud. With league upon league of ocean strand and miles of inland seas, for 4,000 years he watched their surface ripple under the wind, heard the thunder of the surf on his beach, the howl of the storm over his head, gazed on the dim blue horizon calling him to worlds that lie beyond, and yet he never dreamed of a sail. He lived as his fathers lived, stole his food, worked his wife, sold his children, ate his brother, sold his children, ate his brother, content to sing, drink, dance, and sport as an ape. And that is, nothing is more true than that. My dad, Vietnam was my war. Second World War was my dad's, Jason. This is not on the side. He was in the Pacific in the Second World War, and he saw creatures like that. He was startled. And the island, the big continent of New Guinea, whether it's an island or not, he saw them with his own eyes. He was this innocent mountain boy from Kentucky, 99.5% white where he came from. He saw these blacks, and he told me about that. They were like lower than animals. But hope that didn't take up too much time reading that. But I was compelled to, because and you know what, Jason, and I'm going to shut the hell up after saying this. And we can thank the Jews. It's always Jews all the time for unleashing these feral animals upon us. That's why our countries, of every country in the world that's white, is being overrun by these feral animals, because we're hated so much by these Jews. Don't take it out on me. Take it out on Jesus Christ. Go to St. John 8:44. See what Jesus Christ said about them. Jason, I hear the music. We've run completely out of time.
I think you did it great, Eddie, right there.
Well, I tell you what, I wanted to go back and get your take on it. But God bless you. Thank you so much for coming out and pulling my bacon out of the fire. I have to be with this. I could not possibly do this by myself. And I have the greatest people in the world coming on the program with me. And Jason, keep in touch with me, son. And we need to, next week, we need to publish, we need to push the Knights Council up there over the Labor Day holiday. We need to remind people about that again. And if anybody wants to know more information about that, send me an email, eddie@bloodriverradio.com, and I will answer you promptly. Good night, everybody. Good night, Jason. Good night, Jeremiah. Good night, Miss Teenage America.